everywhere, and there's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh. Keep your eye upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh.
The earth, originally given to man as his kingdom, betrayed by him into the hands of Satan and so long held by the mighty foe, has been brought back by the great plan of redemption. All that was lost by sin has been restored. Thus saith the Lord that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. God's original purpose in the creation of the earth is fulfilled, as it is made the eternal abode of the redeemed. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven an answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven an answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. And then methought my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas the little children sang. The sky was dark with mystery. The storm was cold and chill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, ring for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the high. highest. Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The Son of God was on its streets. The gates were open wide. And all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forever. Oh, sorry.
An infant small and powerless, no place to lay his head. He came into this darkened world, who once fair angels led. This darling of the angel host, unheralded at his birth, was nonetheless announced by song to dwellers of the earth. Assailed by foes at every turn, he bore the sins of man, while pleading for their very souls, that they might understand. But selfishness would not relent until, with boastful pride, they crucified God's only Son and pierced him in the side. With body bruised and languishing, he agonized in pain until, with dying breath, he cried, "It's finished," loud and plain. But early on that Sunday morn, in triumph o'er the tomb, he rose in victory over death, dispelling fear and gloom. And one day soon the sky above will burst with angel song, announcing with triumphant note his coming, promise long. As earth reels to and fro in pain, he comes to claim his own, not fettered to a dreadful cross, but seated on a throne. His lovely brow, once pierced with thorns, is graced with lovely crowns, announcing the appearance of a king of great renown. Oh, crown him now with many crowns, and let the whole world sing of him who ransomed us from death, our Savior and our King. Will you turn with me to 223 as we close? Crown him with many crowns.
With many in the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side, those wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wandering eyes at mystery so great. Crown him the Lord. Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling years, ineffably sublime. Oh, hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me.
Pray together. Father in heaven, on this Sabbath we have rejoiced and remembered the first coming of our Savior Jesus. And we long to crown him with many crowns. Amen. And to then take our crowns and lay them at his feet.
Amen.
Along with our ancestor, Father Adam, and our Mother Eve, to kneel at his feet and to thank him for such a great of salvation that he has provided for us. And now may we go with your peace and your presence into this week and into the new year which is coming. And we praise you in the name of him who is our Savior. And all God's people said together, amen, amen and amen.